Oh, hi, chillin'. Oh, just old Sleepy Joe again, chillin'. And my eyes is about to pop clean out in my head. I am seeing so many wonderful things these days in the store windows and everywhere I go about Christmas that my eyes won't hardly stay in their sockets. I bet there are a lot of little chillin' the same way. There ain't nothing like Christmas, is it, chillin'? It sure ain't. Because Christmas is for chillin', chillin'. Yes, it is. Christmas is for chillin'. It sure is. Oh, and a little while, chillin', I want to tell y'all a story called Brer Fox and the Christmas Packages. Brer Fox and the Christmas Packages. And I think this is a good story for just about this time of the year when everybody's thinking about Christmas. Before we hear the story, how about some music? Christmas music. Just listen to this. Oh, that's what chillin's like, music and songs and stories. And here we go with the story of Brer Fox and the Christmas Packages. And it all commenced at the commencement. And the commencement, that was the day that Brer Fox commenced a-going around to all the Brer's house, and wherever there was a Christmas package marked, "Do not open till Christmas," Brer Fox would go in and tear the package open, and if there's anything in there to eat, he'd eat it. Anything in there to wear, he'd wear. Anything in there to play with, he'd play with it. And all the Brers come as a wondering who was opening the Christmas packages. And one day, they all met along by the mill screen. And Brer Rabbit, he was the first one to talk. And he walk up a Brer Bear and he say,
"Well, I don't know who it is, but somebody been around my house opening up every Christmas package around the house."
And Brer Bear, he sit up on his haunches. And Brer Bear say, "Oh, well, what I'm getting at is that somebody doing the same thing around my place. I mean, I don't know what to do. I can't catch them or nothing. It's a terrible thing to be opening up packages before Christmas, especially when they're marked. All mine, I say, don't open till Christmas. My Aunt Jenny sent me one, and my Uncle William, and I got four or five more around there. Somebody opened every last one of them up. What I'm getting at is, I mean by that."
And after Brer Bear got through talking, Sis Crow, she flew down and flapped her wings, and Sis Crow say,
Oh, somebody been opening up my Christmas present, too. Somebody been opening them up. I don't know who it is, but somebody been doing it. And their one is marked, "Do not open till Christmas."
And then Brer Rabbit say,
"Well, we ought to do something about it to find out who it is that's doing this."
And then, lo and behold, Brer Snake wiggled up, and Brer Snake say,
"Being a snaky old snake like I is, 'tis only natural that I overhears almost everything that the Brers talk about, because I is a eavesdrooping snake. But having heard what you brothers are saying, do you mind if this snaky old snake puts in just a 2 cents worth of advice?"
And all of them say,
"No! Oh, of course not! Go on, tell us what you're going to tell us."
And then Brer Snake say,
"Why doesn't you ask Brer Turtle who's opening these packages? I'm sure he can tell you."
And children, all the Brers run as fast as they could to Brer Turtle. And Brer Turtle, he'd look at him and he'd say,
"Well, now, I'm an old turtle. I must be 300 or 400 years old or some such thing. But it seems to me about 150 or 200, I forget how long ago it was, that Grandpa Fox was pulling the same thing. My friends, he opened all of the packages that belonged to the others, especially the ones where it was marked, 'Do not open until Christmas.' And the only way that we caught him, I think it was my mother or my father, cut up some soap the size of bonbons and covered it with chocolate and put it in a little package and said, 'Do not open till Christmas,' and set it where old Grandpa Fox could find it. The next thing we knew, we all caught him down at the mill pond washing the soap out of his mouth. Why don't you try the same thing?"
And all of them promised they would. And it was Brer Bear that made the soap candy and covered it with chocolate. And he set it right where Brer Fox could see it. And when Brer Fox come up, he say,
"Uh-oh, another package. This is a real Christmas. Most of them only have one Christmas. I have 8 or 9 Christmases every year, because I start opening up the packages where belong to other people where I say they open till Christmas about 8 or 9 days before Christmas. I done already eat up a turkey or somebody and sent somebody. and a chocolate cake, two pies, and cookies. Cookies by the score. And now this looks like candy. Tender, delicious chocolate bonbons. And the funny thing is, nobody knows that I was the one that's opening the packages before Christmas. I'm too smart for them. All us foxes is. So here I goes eating the bonbons. Delicious. Toothsome. Fine flip. Soap. Somebody double-crossed me. Soap. Somebody covered soap with chocolate covering on it. Oh, what a mess. Let me get down to that mill pond and wash out this nose.
And that's what he did, too, children. And all the Brer's was there watching him when he got there. And Brer Fox was caught. He sure was. So, you see, it don't pay to snoop around on Christmas. Do it, children? It sure don't. And now there's some music. Just listen to this. Oh, that's what chillin's like. Music and songs and... Oh, and riddles. Remember the riddle I left with you last sitting? What has the North Pole got that the South Pole don't have? Could you get it? That's right. Chillin' Santa Claus. Oh, and here a riddle to see can you get Twix and Tween Nan the next sitting. Here it is. What cares the mostest and the bestest things in the whole wide world? See can you get that one, Twix and Tween Nan the next sitting. And until the next sitting, he had a little thought to sleepy want to leave with his children. I love to see the Christmas snow and hear the sleigh bells ring. Because Christmas Day is almost here and Santa Claus is king. Now, bye-bye, children. Bye-bye from Sleepy Joe.